I don't remember how to podcast, so I'll go dan 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 dan. Welcome to Super Black. I think that's the best intro.
I think so. Yeah, that was damn good.
I was thinking about it yesterday before, you know, just trying to figure out how we'd intro this episode. And I thought, well, you have to throw the song in there because Power Rangers is an institution. And it's that sound that triggers the nostalgia. Mm-hmm. So let's kick off this episode right. We are your hosts, Carl and Dan. How you doing, Dan?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing, Carl?
I have been better. And our topic for today is a nostalgia pick, I think, and one that I feel like we've kind of overlooked, but now we're diving into it. It's the Black Ranger people, and not any Black Ranger. We're talking about Zach Taylor from the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. During my childhood, I know a lot of, you know, nerdy stuff like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was a big thing for me, and you know, comic books and all that stuff. But Power Rangers really sort of ushered me into that super, like, you're a giant dork kind of life. And of course, seeing the whole reason Super Black exists is because I didn't have a whole lot of similar looking people on screen to, you know, attach myself to. And I remember being, acting like I was Zach, you know, like I was the Black Ranger. I own like a giant Black Ranger toy. It's just a thing that I had because he was black. Let's get it out of the way. Let's not beat around the bush. I think my mother bought it for me because she's like, oh, that's the black guy in the show. So she got that for me.
So yeah, they made it as easy as possible. It's like, hey, let's make the Black Ranger a black person. I remember realizing that from the very get-go, like seeing all the Power Rangers standing in front of you, and it's Morphin time, and realizing, wait, the Black Ranger's black, and the Chinese Ranger's yellow?
Yeah.
that was such a weird thing for me. Like, I still enjoyed the show, but it was one of those things where I started realizing how obsessive I was in terms of picking things apart and trying to figure out how things work. And I remember watching that show, I was like, wait a second, they're fighting without the costumes right now, and they seem a little wonky, like, and then all of a sudden the costumes go on and they are different people. Like, this is not the same footage, it's not shot the same way.
I appreciated the fact that they tried to match up where they were to the old Japanese footage. Like, they're like, oh, now we're fighting in a very rock filled place in, like, miles outside of whatever city they were in, because that's a giant city. Mm-hmm. Where what park are they in, or what field are they in fighting? And then they would just like transition to old Japanese footage. I always knew it was wrong. I always knew there was something not right. The stitching wasn't right. Everything was weird. But I appreciated the fact that, you know, they tried a little.
The Yellow Ranger, for the first season, was actually a man in the Japanese footage.
Yeah, that's the reason you can see it in the original footage. The only woman was the Pink Ranger. That's why she had the skirt. Everyone else was a guy. Yeah.
It was on the notes. It's like, if it was made today, and let's face it, it has been redone for today, that would never have flown. Like, no. I couldn't imagine sitting in the boardroom and it was like, okay, so all these different rangers, different colors of rainbows. Like, who's going to play who?
And let's hit a whiteboard, guys.
Exactly.
Black Ranger, who? Well, it can't be a black guy. No. And that's why in the reboot, the black guy is Billy. He's the Blue Ranger now.
Yeah.
And then
I'm okay with that. It's good, you know, it's better thinking.
Yeah, you know, I haven't seen the movie yet, but I heard he's like the emotional core of the movie, based on his character. I don't want to speak to anything because I wouldn't know, but I thought it was funny that they were just like, yeah, just let's not make up the Black Ranger. I want to ask you, how connected to the Black Ranger were you during your childhood? Did you have the same sort of he's black so and I'm black so we should hang out type of thing?
No, to be absolutely honest, like I understood the significance of it even back then. It's like, oh, this is cool, like multicultural cast. But I was always a Jason. I was always a Red Ranger.
He did have the Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah. It was like, and, you know, me being the child that I was, like, ooh, you know, big, strong guy. I want to be big, strong guy. Like, Zach, hip-hop, dancing. Like, this is before I was into hip-hop and all that stuff. So, like, I didn't really get it. You know, I was like, he was cool and all, but I'd rather be the Red Ranger with the huge sword.
Yeah. I there is a nice little anecdote about that. They caught up with, what's his name? Walter Jones. They caught the guy who played the Black Ranger, Zach Taylor. And they asked him whose idea it was. This is TMZ. They asked him whose idea it was to actually do the dance moves in the fighting. And he said it was always part of the character. He's like, they wanted to capitalize on hip hop culture that was rising at the time or becoming what it was in the early 90s. So when they were casting, all the people who were going to be playing Zach were black, and they had to be able to dance and fight, like,
wow,
to meld that. So it wasn't like a character choice on his part. It was a character choice from the get-go.
Okay.
So they always had the idea that Zach would be the, you know, funky dancing karate guy who creates his own sort of style called hip hop keto. And there's a great reference to hip hop keto in that unsanctioned Power Rangers reboot that came out a few years back, where they basically classified Zach as like this weird assassin. And he had the hip hop keto tapes. It's pretty great.
Oh yes, I remember seeing that and realizing how old we've gotten. That the fact they can go full NC-17 rating, you know, making this thing.
Oh yeah,
I was like, okay, this is crazy. Like, I loved it, but it was so dark.
It was super dark. It was, and I was surprised at the amount of or the caliber of people they got to play. Like, they got Katie Sackhoff to play the Pink Ranger, and who's the guy from Dawson's Creek?
Oh, we all know. We all say from Varsity Blues.
I don't want your life.
Life, exactly. Oh, what's his name?
James Vanderbeek.
Oh, there you go. Okay, cool.
Came to me because I watched that other show he was in with the lady who plays Jessica Jones. Now, I don't remember her name. All right, let's move on. So... So you were a Red Ranger cat. How did you feel about when they dropped him, the guy Jason, and made Tommy? This is kind of a veering off course, but how did you feel about Tommy becoming the new Red Ranger a little later on?
I pulled back. Like, once Tommy left, I think for the first time, I started backing away from Power Rangers because, like, a lot of Japanese television, like, it just felt too formulaic. Mm-hmm. So I lost interest. Like, as soon as they got to, like, Power Rangers, like, I think it was the race car Zords, Turbo, Power Rangers Turbo.
Oh,
I was like, oh no, I'm out. I'm done.
I checked out right at the beginning of Zeo, right as Mighty Morphin Power Rangers ended, and Zeo came in to be a thing. I was off doing other things, like, oh, squirrel, and I walked away. I was like, oh no. admittedly, in high school, I actually started watching Power Rangers again. It was the Time Force, which actually had a pretty decent story, and it had like two Red Rangers. Like, one was a cop or something, and the other one was one of the Power Rangers. And he was called like the Quantum Ranger. But in my head, I always said, well, why didn't you just give him a different color? Why are there two Red Rangers? You're confusing me.
Yeah, that was weird.
There's so many colors that you can choose from. Just pick another one. Where's the Purple Ranger? Has there ever been a Purple Ranger? I don't know the answer to that question.
No, I don't think so. Do you ever remember seeing the original pilot?
I have the one where Trini was a Mexican American woman, and the.
I was like, was she Mexican American? Was she a black woman? I don't know. It's like maybe they try to play for one. I don't know.
I remember I heard her name. I heard the name of the woman who played it, and it definitely wasn't a Spanish name. Then again, you can be Spanish and have not have a Spanish name. But to your point, she didn't look Spanish either.
It's like if we go back to watch Power Rangers now, like it doesn't hold up. I mean, it's the, you know, the fight scenes are fun.
But it's a terrible show. Watching, let's get that out of the way.
Yeah,
hip-hop, maybe we haven't said that.
Yeah, like both of them fight. The plots were just non-existent. It was kid fun more than anything else.
It's total young adult, because let's face it, if an alien threat happened, we're not picking teenagers, some of the most, you know, emotionally unstable people on the planet to to fight back a global threat. It's just not going to happen. All right. I'm sorry. If that were to happen, I would just resign myself to being destroyed, because they are not going to win. And this is all based off of the teenagers I run into on a daily basis on the train. We would all be screwed.
I never thought about it that way, but yeah, that makes all the sense in the world.
I would just be like, well, we're done. You know?
You know what also doesn't make sense? Bring Zords together and make one huge Zord, and working in tandem to make that one Zord.
They
fight.
Never explain that, by the way. They never explain who's controlling what. Like in the new Voltron series, I believe the each individual arm and leg is controlled by the driver. But in the Power Rangers, they all sit in one cockpit. Which again, how do they get there? And then who is running what? Because normally their hands aren't touching anything; they're just kind of posing in their chairs. Yep. So is the robot sentient?
Like the best property that did the best out explaining was maybe Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
And even that was bad shit.
That was wonky. So let's double back a little bit to that fan film that came out. I think it was 2013, something like that, where I think his name is Ali Shafir. I'll double check that. But they put out the unsolicited, non-canonical, futuristic Power Rangers, where basically everybody dies. And in that, Zach is reintroduced as a drug-addled assassin who's basically just... Everything he does now is for the kicks, for the thrills. Like he does drugs, he bangs hookers. He's like an internet star he's basically Billy Blanks turned up to 11.
Yes, that's the name I was trying to remember.
He's basically Billy Blanks.
Yes,
turned up to 11. How did you like the take they had on Zach, and kind of that twist on that racial hip hop stereotype kind of thing where initially it was like part of the character, well, he's black, so he has to be hip hop. But now they turned it into like this business for him where he basically became, like we said, Billy Blanks.
I thought it was a natural progression. I thought it was crazy. Like the entire breadth of that was just crazy in general. So I just went along for the ride. I never looked into it any deeper than I needed to be absolutely honest. It was just so crazy to watch and understanding that this is quote unquote a bootleg fan film, and the production value was so much better than the actual original show.
it was an amazing little snippet of something that could have been. And I remember there was a lot of, I know the guy who played Tommy, Jason David Franks. Mm-hmm. He did not like it. He did not like it at all. And the people at Saban didn't like it either. And that's why they had to, I think they had to take the movie down for a bit off of YouTube. And then they re-uploaded it with the tag saying unsolicited, you know, not real bootleg version of whatever, so that people knew that it wasn't real.
The bootleg, say Power Rangers, unauthorized bootleg
there
universe.
You go. So they said, you have to make sure people know that this is not the real Power Rangers. Even though a lot of us older, jaded Power Ranger fans loved it because it basically showed it, and this is my take on it, and this is including Zach's kind of demise. It shows, it's like watching young kids who are on television shows when they grow up and they're all screwed up. What that same mentality, but instead of putting the pressures of Hollywood on them, put the pressures of the universe on them. So they go from these teenagers who literally have to save the world on a daily basis. They don't have a clear understanding of how to become an adult. All they know is war and combat. So to watch them progress to get older and then see Zach just basically do whatever he can. Like, he's not fighting a war anymore. So what does he do? He tries to make a videotape. It goes really popular, but he's not getting the same kicks he was getting fighting monsters and saving the world. So what does he do? He dons his costume and he basically fights triads and gangs, does drugs. He just tries to get his mind back to that place he was at when he was a kid fighting monsters. And this is my other thought. He does the drugs to block out all the crazy nonsense that he's had to endure in his life.
It's PTSD.
It's totally PTSD. It's all these people have PTSD.
Let's break down. You're fighting in cities every week or so, right? Like, you're watching buildings burn down. Guaranteed there's tons of people dying in said buildings. Nobody trusts you to be around based on the fact that you just bring a lot of really messed up things with you.
You are war.
You are, I can imagine.
You're the embodiment of war. The moment the monsters grow, you know, they become the giant monsters, and you call in those mythical ancient robot beings who crush buildings in their wake, you are not only saving the many, but you're killing the few. So how does that translate into, you know, adulthood when you're no longer a Power Ranger? And they prefaced that whole movie with the fact that they were actually fighting a war before the Machine Empire took over. So they lost. So not only do they have PTSD, but they have to deal with the fact that they weren't able to protect the planet. So Zach is basically just, he's trying to cope with not only his failure on a daily basis, because he sees it, the Machine Empire is always there. So he's always doing drugs. He's trying to chase a high and also quell the demons in his head. So
yep.
So this was my take on it. And this, again, jaded old man. People listening, if you haven't seen it for some reason, go look that up. It's and if you're underage, get your parents' permission. I'm not.
Yeah, it gets dark very quickly. There's sex, drugs, and violence. Like, you see the Black Ranger actually snorting coke with two naked women in the bed behind him. So it's not for the faint of heart. It gets really gruesome.
And then you compare it to the new Power Rangers, which is basically a teenager's coming of age story. It's like, it's another in a long line of young adult films, you know, Hunger Games, all that stuff, where kids are looked to save the world. What, I guess technically they are, because they're the future and you're going to inherit all the messed up stuff we've done. So you might as well give you a Power Ranger suit and have you fight monsters.
Oh, Lord. How'd this get so dark?
I don't know. And you know what's even funnier? That was the last question I had about Zach. So we kind of end on this dim thing. So let's see if we could pick it up. Positivity in the Black Ranger. He actually was the heart, not the heart, but he was the lightest part of that show. Zach was always the guy who would enter a scene and make everyone feel happy. He was always smiling. He was always dancing. And he always brought this sort of whimsical levity to the proceedings. Because anytime they would cut the camera to Zach, he would be doing, like, you know, his hip-hop keto. He'd be doing, like, these dance steps. And then he would punch somebody. And you're like, that was weird. But I get it. You know, it's like, sure.
Eddie's like, he's not Eddie Gordo. Like, you can't sit back and just do dance moves and people walk into you. And, you know, it's all good, you're winning. Like, it's amazing. Like, the dance move lasted 5 seconds when the kick lasts, like, 0.5 seconds and the fight's over.
They kind of just watch him. All the putties would just watch him dance. They were mesmerized by his dance moves. So he was,
I mean, we can get into the racial implications of a black man shucking and jiving in the middle of a fight. You know, can we even have that conversation? Even want to have that conversation?
I'd like to keep, I mean, we got pretty dark. I mean, we want to delve even deeper into the. I'd like to leave some levity in there.
Okay, all right.
Maybe how about we talk about that off air and depress ourselves?
All right, cool.
But for the for the people listening, we'll end on the fact that Zach was, you know, the uplifting part in the show in here. So I think our levity will be The Forge, which is coming up next, everybody. Stay tuned. All right, everyone, we're back with The Forge. Hopefully you heard the music. I'll remember to add that because it's a great theme. So Dan and I had a couple conversations outside of the recording to try to figure out what The Forge would be today, because Power Rangers is a pretty long-standing institution, and they've kind of done everything. So we were trying to figure out what's an interesting take that we could do on the Power Rangers. And let's be honest, we didn't come up with anything. So we're going to try this. A while back, there was a Red Ranger sort of amalgamation. Is that the right word? All the Red Rangers came together and fought together. I think it was like called Forever Red or something like that. And it was basically a roll call of every Red Ranger that has been on United States television. So my weird and very simple idea was, what if that was a Black Ranger roll call? Now, the conceit is we're going to take 10 Black Rangers and we're going to rapid fire create different Red Rangers. And maybe we leave the first Red Ranger, Zach, alone. We leave him alone. He's the progenitor. And let's just see where we go with the other nine. We'll try and do them fast and loose and see what we come up with.
This is going to be horrible.
This is going to be terrible. I can't wait. That's the best thing on the internet is when things go wrong. So let's do it. All right. I have my laptop ready to document this complete nonsense. All right. So we start off with Zach. He's the Mastodon, which, again, no idea why the Black Ranger was a Mastodon. But we'll keep that the way it is. One, Zach, Mastodon. So number two, do we want another animal or do we want like a...
It's whatever you want at this point. It's sky's the limit.
All right. I'm thinking of cars and I'm a big, I love a Charger.
The Wildcat?
Like Dodge. Yeah.
How did I know that was coming?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to be completely honest. The only reason I wanted to do this is because I wanted to make a Power Ranger who drove a Charger. After this entry, I'm completely out. I have nothing else. I've got absolutely nothing else. Oh, so what? All right. So his morpher is definitely going to be like the on-off, like the auto start for the car, obviously. It has to be. Unless you have something better.
No.
It has, like, he has to press the auto start and then you hear, and then he morphs into.
But the auto start has to be a big Dodge Ram, like a icon.
Ooh. I like that. Maybe he carries it around his neck. Like a chain. It's this giant, this big ram with three buttons, like one to unlock the door, one to close the door, and then one to auto start the car.
And then so, the car morphs into like a big ram.
See, you thought this was going to be bad. All of this is great. So let's start with a lady Black Ranger. So I'm thinking a nice, half Black, half Spanish lady, and she drives this crazy souped up Charger that turns into a Dodge Ram, and she has the Dodge Ram around her neck.
That works.
All right.
What's her name though? Let's go full crazy with this one. What's her name?
Keisha.
Okay, that works. It could be worse. Could be so much worse.
I think. Yeah, I was trying to be subtle. I wasn't going to go crazy. So Keisha drives the Dodge. Can it be called the Dodge Ram? I feel like that's copyright infringement. We'd have to call it something different. Like
it would look okay. So the souped up version is called the Wildcat, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we can call it the Mountain Lion.
But then, how does it turn into a Ram?
Ah, true. Well, that one. Okay, so how about we keep that one a Mountain Lion, and we find a Ram? No.
It has to be a Ram. At this point, I can't divorce it from a Ram now.
No, just call it Ram. What'd you say? What would you call a Mountain Ram? Mountain Goat. Call it a Mountain Goat.
That's not scary at all. I ain't afraid of no Mountain Goat. Although mountain goats are terrifying.
Yes, they are. Have you seen how they climb, like what, 90-degree hill cliffs?
They're amazing animals.
Yes.
They're amazing animals. But this is a car. So we have to...
The car can drive up walls.
I like that. I like that a lot. The car can drive up walls. Does it bend? How does it get up the wall? It can't do a 90-degree turn, though. It'd have to jump.
There are boosters underneath that, like Speed Racer, just boost up the front.
So like Speed... Yes. Now we're getting... You see, and you thought it was going to be bad. Now we're getting somewhere. She has, like, a Speed Racer car.
Yes. And the car can perform car jitsu. She can fight in the car.
Opening doors, throwing the trunk open at people. Like the front opens up and the engine shoots out like a punching bag, like a fist, and knocks things over.
Go gadget car.
This is all good. This is all good. I'll say it again. This is all good. All right. So it can't be called the Dodge, but we could call it the something Ram. The something Ram. The escape.
The power Ram.
The power, yeah, you know what? Yeah, it's Power Rangers. So the Power Ranger. Keisha, you are our new Power Ranger. Number three. Like I said, I'm completely out. What did you got?
Oh, boy.
I got nothing else.
I don't know.
What's a good thing? I was going to say, what's a good black culture-ish thing that could be used as not only a source of morphing, but as like a, you know, robot companion or... Because that's all the Power Rangers are. It's like you have a conceit and then you have like a giant robot that is attached to that.
I'm literally sitting in my office right now looking around here to see what I can think of.
Ooh, I got it. Two pit bulls.
I'm trying not to go stereotypical... Borderline.
Why? Let's come on, man. We don't got that much time, and we have 9 slots to fill.
Jesus. So why two pit? It's like, okay, so just one pit bull?
No, two. Come on. You got to. They always have two.
So can this Power Ranger wear Tim's?
If you like, as his uniform?
Yeah. It's like he has a regular uniform, but he has to make sure he has a backwards cap and pair of Tim's on.
I was about to say, I don't wear Tim's. I literally wear Tim's every day.
We can call him Deadass Ranger.
Oh, Lord. This is happening. I'm writing it down. Deadass Ranger. Where's Tim's?
And he rides on the back of one of his pit bulls.
Rides on the back of two giant robot pit bulls.
And then those two giant pit bulls.
Okay. Come together. I just want to say that two robot giant pit bulls is the funniest / most terrifying visual in my head. I love every second of it.
And his two giant pit bulls come together to form one giant pit bull.
Or one giant Rottweiler.
One. Like, oh. Just complete...
this is going to be the best thing ever. Rides on the back of two giant pits. Two pits become one rot. I don't know how we top that, but we're going to try. Oh no. I don't think the math works there. Two pits don't equal one Rottweiler, but I'm going with it.
I think figure out a way to make it work.
Oh, wait, what's his name outside of Deadass Ranger?
I was going to say Rakim, but that really can't work.
Oh man, don't be a rapper. You can't be a rapper as well.
Yo, he's wearing Timbs and backwards hat. He's a rapper.
His name is Lil Steve.
Lil Steve? All right, Lil Steve.
Lil Steve.
Oh, someone's going to kill me.
The Deadass Ranger. Oh, she's going to love it. number four. Oh boy. Oh no. Let's go suburban. Let's go suburban. Let's get a good. Give me a character on Blackish.
We can go Blipster.
Explain.
Black hipster.
That is a term I never thought I would hear, but here it is. We've put it in the zeitgeist. Black hipster. All right. So what?
The Zord is a big crystal.
A big crystal. Okay. Big crystal Zord.
We have to make sure our ranger doesn't wear deodorant ever.
Oh God, what is happening?
I'm sorry. I am sorry.
Big Lord, no deodorant. I'm writing it down. suspenders, obviously. Suspenders, no t-shirt.
Can the mask have a huge handlebar mustache on it?
For some reason, that sounded racist, but it's not. But so I'm gonna write it anyway.
Yeah, that's straight up hipster. Like I've gone beyond Blipster. I'm just going straight hipster now.
Helmet has giant mustache. Yeah. So it's a hipster ranger, suspenders, no t-shirt, tie, helmet has a giant mustache, big crystal Zord,
and the costume has flannel pattern.
So like the original Black Ranger.
In a black flannel.
In black flannel. Okay. Black flannel outfit. Black flannel outfit. Oh boy. Number five. Oh wait, what's this guy's name? Or girl. Is it a girl? Well, I said no t-shirt, so it should be a guy.
Roderick.
That's a good name. Roderick.
Rod for short.
Wow. All right. Number five.
Oh, God. This is painful.
This is difficult.
I say we do one more and we call it quits because this is painful.
Oh man. All right, rapid fire. Let's see. Hairdresser?
No. Barber? Same thing?
Yeah, same thing. Scientist. All right, let's do positive. Scientist.
All right.
But that's such a
I'm thinking in terms of Zord. Like every time you mention a profession, I'm thinking of a Zord. Like what kind of Zord?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What Zord would a scientist have? A dope one.
Can you make a black construction ranger?
Yeah, that sounds actually kind of dope.
Have the Power Rangers even got to that point where they've just had like huge dump trucks or earth movers?
I wouldn't put it past them.
I don't think so. Like, why not?
Well, we could do that. I mean, this is ours. Yeah. Construction Ranger.
The Construction Ranger.
And the Zord is... You know what the Zord could be? It's that giant contraption that Ghost Rider drove in the second movie. Yeah. I don't know what that is, but it's really cool.
It's a big old digger thing.
Yeah.
We gotta look up the name now.
Construction Ranger, giant... digging robot. I'm gonna say digging robot. His name He's a family man. He's a family man.
His name is Tony. Man.
His name is Tony.
Tony.
Anthony.
Anthony. Anthony Tony for short.
Anthony. He's a family man. Always eats dinner with his family.
He Skypes him if necessary in the middle of a battle.
Yeah, he's very family oriented. He does his, and he's been doing this for years.
Yes.
He's the oldest one they got.
He's
got
a, he's
the oldest ranger.
His tights hanging around his hips. Little gut showing.
Really? I think that as a construction worker and a ranger, he would be in like tip top shape. No,
he'd be in good shape, but like I think he'd be big. He's been at this for a while, so he's got that stress pouch.
Just big and old, but yeah. Still powerful, like a power lifter.
He's got to save the earth, and same time he's got to make time for his family. You know, he's got very little time to deal with, so he's a little stressed out.
Yeah, I dig it. His body, while powerful, is marred by time. I like that construction ranger, giant digging robot. What's his morpher? We didn't do a morpher for him. Toolbox. He opens his toolbox. Maybe it's just a tool in his toolbox. Not necessarily anything spectacular.
I'm thinking like his badge. Like he would have just a badge. He's walking around with it all times.
And when he has to morph with that, he like pulls it out and just like, it's construction time.
it's his job. Not only does he have to destroy the monsters, but he has to rebuild the city when everything's all said and done.
Oh, no wonder he's getting chubby. He's got no time.
Yeah,
he's powerful, but he's doing so much.
But he's rich. He has a contract with the city.
Oh, so maybe he's a little corrupt too. Maybe he's doing all this zording so he can keep getting work.
That can work.
Because he's got. This is all right. This guy and Keisha, I'm totally into. A little corrupt,
but it's all for the family.
But it's all for his loving family.
Oh, his badge can be, it's like his morpher could be his two way.
Oh yeah.
Remember
yeah.
Sprint the two way the Nextel? It could be a Nextel, a flip flow Nextel.
Morpher is a super old Nextel.
Chirp.
Oh man, this is good. I'm almost into just doing this guy.
I'm thinking of a way to find time to actually try to draw this stuff.
Yeah. I like Keisha and I like Anthony. Roderick is scary and little Steve makes me sad. But I also think little Steve is the funniest thing we've come up with.
Yeah.
So far. Just in the terms of the show, little Steve is great. All right. So with that, everyone, you get a taste of where our brains went creating the Black Ranger. Let's do a little housekeeping. Hit us up on Twitter at superblack.org. Leave a message, leave a comment. If you like the Black Rangers, let us know. Dan, you want to do any shout outs to your Twitter, your Facebook, your Instagram, promote your book?
I mean, I can keep promoting the book, but I don't know when it's coming out yet because I just don't know.
Get them hyped.
Let's get them hyped. Like, you can find me on Instagram at the Carnival Prince, all one word. You can take a look at the progress, how far I've gotten in terms of marketing the book, and hopefully I'll have a day soon where I'll announce the actual sale date of the book.
So that's it for this episode of Super Black. We're going to do a full stop. And thank you all for listening. And we'll be back very soon.
Take care, folks.